Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast, where we help natural health practitioners and wellness experts build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. Each week, we share simple, effective, easily actionable, and proven heart-centered marketing strategies. And now your hosts, Dr. Angus Pike and Dr. Tony Rose.
And welcome to the Marketing Your Practice show, whether you're listening to the podcast, whether you're watching us on Facebook Live, a big welcome to Tony and Angus here with you.
Even our YouTube friends as well that might be watching this.
Let's not let them...
I'm hoping that there's at least one person out there who's walking the dog right now like I am when I'm listening to podcasts. Not right now, but you're walking a dog. I'm talking to you particularly today. Mm. This is for you while you're out walking your dog. So we've just had an interesting last hour and a half.
We certainly have had a fantastic last hour. We just interviewed the wonderful Lola Berry. And the reason we interviewed her was for our upcoming social media summit that we're putting together, where we've got 9 social media experts to basically uncover their secrets, their strategies, as to what has made success either for them or for their clients, depending if they're experts that have clients social media and that. So it's been wonderful.
Mm. We reached out to you guys a little while ago and said, look, what are the biggest challenges that you have with your marketing, social media marketing, under that umbrella? And the challenge was lots of questions in around social media. What do I post? When do I post? How do I fit all this in and run a practice at the same time? I've tried social media campaigns before that either haven't worked or they've cost me lots of money, or both of those. Right the way through to, you know what, I'm just really scared about putting myself out there, either because I'm scared of the kind of confront that it might get with people questioning my authority around things, people trolling me, or you're worried about registration boards. And so that's what really was what underpinned us putting together the social media summit. So depending on when you're listening to this, it's going to go live sometime mid-May-ish as well. It'd perhaps be worth jumping over onto adiomedia.com. You'll find out all the dates about it. And of course, if you're listening to it afterwards, if you come back to Adiomedia and have a look, you're probably under our courses. Is that where it'll be?
Yeah, it will be.
You'll find it there where you can get access to it. Also, so as Tony mentioned beforehand, you know, we've interviewed people who, you know, one of the guys, my cousin from the photograph.
David, yes.
David, who, you know, one of only 7 people?
One of only 5, I think.
5 in the UK that has the level of Facebook training, invited to Facebook, he does. Mm. Right the way through our good friend, Mari Connor, who runs the most extraordinary Facebook advertising campaigns, really understands this stuff, through to Lola. Now, Lola was a little different for us because Lola is, she runs a business through this. So Lola's background initially was as a nutritionist. You know, she's a yoga practitioner, a yoga teacher. She's just finished putting together her 10th book. Most of the ones, well, all of them up until now have really been around cooking, recipe-based. She's got, you know, hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram. She's building up her YouTube, all that kind of stuff. So she makes a living, and for her, you know, social media is a really important tool. And so it was fascinating to sit down with somebody like Lola, and she just kind of opened all for us. So if you get onto the Social Media Summit, there'll be a free day's viewing there for you where we'll open up the cart and you can view all of this for free, like all of our summits as well. We want to make sure that there's no hurdles for you guys to jump to watch this kind of content too. But what we want to talk about today is, you know, some of the top things we learned from listening to Lola. And I'm genuinely blown away. We've both been following Lola.
Well, yeah, a long time.
Long time, years. On it too. Mm. Tony with slightly ulterior motives than me.
I've got an Insta crush on Lola, that's for sure. And I had to really hold back while I was interviewing her this morning. But I let her know that anyway. So she was fully aware of my Insta crush before I started. So, so it was pretty funny. Angus actually said that we both looked very... Embarrassed.
So yeah, see if you can get the video of that. In fact, I feel like I should probably cut that bit out and put
that
there too.
Highlight reel.
Of the moment of the two of them getting embarrassed as Tony opened up the interview confessing that he had an Insta crush on Lola. So she says she's never been told that before, which I find hard to believe.
I don't believe it. I'm not that original, am I?
She's a beautiful person on the inside and outside.
And I think, you know, you say, you know, we learned a lot and it was an amazing, but there's a word that we often throw around here about, you know, the power of social media, and I think it just highlights Lola in one word, which is just authenticity.
Yeah.
There was, you know, from the moment she walked in the door to how we've been communicating with her beforehand to the whole interview process and then afterwards, it's, you know, what you see on social media is what you see in person. And so that authenticity, I think, is the probably the magic ingredient that enables her to have the success that she does have.
Yeah, there's something very attractive about authenticity, about somebody being comfortable in their own skin. And, you know, Lola mentioned before, and she said, I got to tell you, I swear a lot. And we go, we're okay with that. Like, you know, it's who she is, it matches her. That'll offend some people, but that's okay. They're not her audience. Very early on, one of the questions that Tony asked her, because, you know, she's prolific in the social media world there, he said, you know, is there a strategy that, you know, it's 4 posts a day, 3 on this, 1 on this, and then a video here or there that you're building up to something? And I wrote this down in terms of a quote of hers. Her only strategy is to be real. Like, it's so, because, you know, as you're sitting here now thinking, all right, there's an opportunity for us at the moment, and there will continue, there will always be opportunities for you as a practitioner for you to reach hundreds, thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of more people who are putting their hand up who want what you have to offer. And you're trying to work out, you know, who I need to be, and, you know, I need to be like Tony or I need to be like Lola. And I think what you need to be is real, is to you, because it gets tricky when you start trying to pretend to be something different. Who do I be for this person? Who do I be for that person? And if you're someone, you know, one of the challenges I think would be is that if you're someone on your social media, on the videos that you're sharing, on the posts that you're putting forwards, that I come and see you and you're completely different from that. The person who I built a relationship with via your podcast, via your YouTube videos, via Facebook, Instagram, I want that person, not, you know, so it's okay to show your personality. And it's interesting, you and I have dealt with enough, inverted commas, famous people to know that many times, I heard you say before, there's a big difference between their front yard and backyard. Many times, we've seen it with, anyway, we won't mention names there too, and it can be disappointing. The very interesting thing about Lola was, and again, you know, from what we saw, and we have some great mutual friends, there appears to be very little different, which is why I think that authenticity just comes through. So that was, it's funny, we both had that same kind of thought that with Lola, that authenticity is what shines through. So, you know, when you go to send an email to your patients next, whether it's your monthly newsletter, you know, instead of thinking about, you know, oh, I need to write this way, and I don't want to, I normally use that word, and I don't want to tell them that about myself. So I'm going to encourage you to do the exact opposite. I'm going to encourage you to go bare bones, be authentic, be real, and be you. Build relationships, break down some of those walls. There's, you know, I was listening to a podcast yesterday. The whole theme of that was flaunt your flaws. So
nice.
You know, when you, it's, it,
it, well, I don't hide my bald head, do I?
Well, buddy, it's hardly a flaw. It's
thank you very much.
You know, that's the side of it too.
Yeah,
so
that's a nice saying, isn't it? You know, flaunt the flaws. It's going first, isn't it? It's getting it all out there and being you. You know, we often talk about you know, unsubscribers. You know, and it's a good thing. We want people to unsubscribe from our stuff if they're not finding it valuable. Because we don't need to be talking to people that don't like the way that we talk or don't like the message that we put out there. And if you don't, it's great. And that's the beauty of social media. It's the beauty of emails. The beauty of that communication is you can just turn it off. If you don't, if you're not liking your message, don't follow us. If you don't like our message, don't get our emails. It's pretty simple. And so we're going to be attractive to people. We're going to be not attractive to some people. And that's okay. But hiding behind some sort of fakeness ain't going to get you the ones that love you.
And then there's this fear too of when I put myself out there, and particularly for many of us that have ulterior views on health, you know, the current diet here in Australia is that we're meant to be eating loads of grain and low fat this and low fat that. And for many of us as natural health practitioners, that's the exact opposite of what we're recommending to our patients. And so there's this fear of, well, I don't want to put myself out there. What if I get confronted? What if I get trolled? What if, you know? And it was interesting because Lola shared a story about a book that she released a number of years ago. Why don't you share that story?
It was a program that she was going to put out, a dietary plan, pretty simple, she said. based on sort of paleo-inspired eating, and it was going to come out just after Christmas on Boxing Day to help people shed those maybe extra kilos they'd put on over the Christmas break. Lola had just finished eating a whole block of chocolate, and not kind of the, you know, high quality chocolate. This was like a
Marvelous Creations, I think.
Yeah, Cadbury's Marvelous Creation, which is just your supermarket low-end chocolate.
But it does have some nice little pops and stuff.
Hey, it's delicious.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, but a whole block, that's a lot. And so she shared this story and she goes, God, what should we call the program? And then she was feeling the way she was feeling having eaten this block of chocolate on over Christmas. And thought, why don't we just call it, I wish we could call it Stop Being a Fat Bitch. And well, they rolled with it with the subheading of, and the whole, I guess the vibe of it was about stopping this negative talk on ourselves. Let's empower ourselves to eat well and exercise and be healthy. So it had a very positive spin. They just thought that this title would be
catchy
and authentic, and what particularly Lola's audience, women, were telling themselves. And she was, I guess, looking at it as an empowering thing. Well, she got slammed. And, you know, front page newspapers, you know, people just trolling her, slamming her. She had all their contracts frozen. I mean, it was a massive...
Hashtag bin the berry.
Hashtag bin the berry. With photos of her books, her cookbooks, in the bin.
Yes.
Like, you know, it was massive for her. And, you know, out the other side, she says it was the most, the best lesson that she's ever had. And what happened to her following afterwards? It went up.
Yeah.
You know, so it was both funny, but also, oh, gee, you know, that really... touches, I think, and hopefully you get to watch it on the social media summit when she explains it. But it's, it makes you sort of sick in the guts that someone had to go through that, having all the media outlets on her back, public people stopping her in the street and harassing her. She was just trying to get to her yoga class. You know, like it was massive. And we think that one comment on our Facebook post is going to be the end of the world.
We're unlikely to ever get to that level, you know, that was with Lola, where, you know, evening television shows and, you know, certainly here in Australia, Lola's a fairly common name. Her, you know, not Lola, but Lola Berry. She's known there as well. So, you know, when we get worried about these kind of things, yes, chances are people will question you. Often they're just wanting to know. And sometimes... you know, we kind of, you've been great at this better than I am. I often try and reason with these people. That hasn't worked for me yet. I probably should stop doing that too. You know, if people are up for healthy dialogue about something, I'm all up for it. But most times when people are, if someone's going to question you about stuff, they're not open, they're not wanting a dialogue. So ban them, ignore them, let it be there too. But I think the interesting thing that I learned from Lola in that real life case where she experienced a kickback that few of us will ever experience, fingers crossed. And she comes out the other side of it and she says this without a doubt, one of the best things that ever happened to us. So, you know, from so many things, I think, you know, personally, I look back in my life, difficult times, at the end of it, there's always something there that I go, got it. You know, that beautiful thought of, you know, hindsight is always 20/20. So so that was something that kind of really stood out as well. You know, the other thing that stood out for me as well, too, from Lola, all the way through that, it came up a couple of times in around it, was this, and ran through her talking about that too, this undying belief in herself. That it was just that, like, you've got to believe in yourself. You've got to, you know, and she talked about kind of Justin Timberlake, one of her mentors, and him saying, if I'm not living on the edge, if I'm not putting myself in there where there's risk, I lose my creativity and I'm... You know, and then it kind of led into her saying, I definitely fail more than I succeed, she says, but I always learn from it. So
it was definitely risk taking was a theme, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In the interview, yeah.
But it had me thinking about as I was, you know, because Tony was doing the great job interviewing, I let him do that. It was a personal favour to him, given that I'm already very happily hooked up. So Tony, I gave him the pleasure of the interview and just kind of sat back and smirked at the two of them the whole time. Now I've forgotten what I was going to be just saying with regards to that too. So, what it made me thinking about is when she was talking about how much she's prepared to fail, it made me think about, you know, how I feel like as Adio Media, we could be taking more shots, you know, putting ourselves out there more, I really love that about Lola. I went, man, look, she's kicking ass. Mm. It's no wonder, you know, because she's serving
she's
stuff up there all the time.
Keeping on, isn't she?
Yeah, it's no wonder she's kicking so many goals because she's taking so many freaking shots. Mm. Like,
and it's interesting because you look at her, you know, you look at her page and you go, oh, she's put out 10 books. Mm. Yeah, probably three of those didn't work. Yeah. Or maybe more. I don't know. Like, it, you know, it's
Lola, if you're listening to this, I hope they all did work.
Well, I hope they did, but given what she said, maybe they didn't. You know? And so it's easy to look, again, that whole front yard, backyard thing. It's easy to look at Lola's front yard and go, wow, she's the author of these 10 awesome books. Mm. Yeah, but she might have lost money on three of them. I mean, who knows? It's that point. So, I mean, we've had that experience of putting stuff out there and it not going as well as we thought. And we sook around for 48 hours and go, that was shit. Why didn't that work? And we sort of move on and get to the next thing.
Well, what about Lola talking about now? Because Instagram has a major platform that she's has the greatest success with, but she's really leveraging YouTube now. Mm. You remember some of the things she said about that?
No.
Well, she was saying at the moment, like her management and her team there are really saying, look, we need to really get our YouTube up and going. She said, if I make one more YouTube video and only four people watch it, I'm not making another YouTube video. So here she is now. Lola's making videos and no one's watching them yet. But she's building and she'll get there. And, you know, what I got out of that is like, wow, you know, because you know, often when Tony and I are making, whether it be a live post like we're doing now or whatnot, sometimes there's not a lot of views to begin with. But it builds momentum. And it comes back to, I really loved her vision in terms, because one of the questions that you asked her was in around, how do you monetize this whole thing? You know, what was it about? And, you know, Lola really talked about, she said, look, my entire vision is to inspire people. Like, that's it. And yes, now I have contracts with and arrangements with different groups. And, you know, I'm speaking in around the world. She's doing lots of work over in the States now and doing really great out of it. And damn deserves to be. I hope that she's, you know, anything that we can do to help her make even more of a killing, then yay for Lola. But she said she didn't jump into it to be Insta famous, to be YouTube famous, to be social media famous. She jumped into it because she really loved to inspire people and she loved the creative side of just putting pictures together. And
yeah, that was cool, wasn't it? Because I was coming into it almost thinking that she'd have a team of people that were putting together pictures and editing and all sorts of stuff. And it was really beautiful to know that that is her passion. Her passion's the artistic side of it, and she's following that. She's done really well with that, and it's all her posts are all hers. All you know, she does all of it. We did a couple of Insta stories while she was here. That was a beautiful.
You know, so you think authenticity, persistence, being prepared to fail, being okay when she is failed, taking a lot of shots. Yeah. So you know, I was kind of a bit. I would have thought that when we're talking to Lola that she's going to say, yeah, look, I have a team of people behind me helping and posting for me as well. That, yeah, I have a strategy that I make sure I post this number of posts per day. My key times are, you know, 7 to, you know, 9 in the morning, again in the evening. But none of that.
No.
She's just like, no.
Living her life.
You know.
And posting when she wants to and feels like it.
Yeah. And the idea, I think, is you asked her too, like, how do you come up with all the content? Of which she's going to ask that often. She goes, I just share my life. You know, she's real, as she said again there too, and she's about inspiring and helping people. So she lives a very healthy lifestyle. So, you know, she's doing yoga. She's got a great smoothie bar. She bought these gorgeous smoothies.
She bought smoothies from the Happy Place. So if you're in Melbourne, down near in South Melbourne Market, get to the Happy Place, get a smoothie. They are...
Best green smoothie I've ever
delicious.
Had.
Oh, that was, yeah. You had
yours
a green
was yours called? Some strawberry shortcake?
Strawberry...
Something like that.
Maybe it was for me.
Yeah. But really fabulous in there too. So I think
one of the big, again, to tap on it again, was just that, it's almost get out of that model of saying, well, how many times do I have to post and what type of post and all the nitty gritty. You know, when you're looking at someone who's really killing it and doing really well and doing it beautifully and authentically, it's almost not even a focus, is it? It's just taking some risks, putting yourself out there and sharing your passion. You know, that's what really came across to me as well, is that she just has a passion for inspiring people. And yes, she gets haters, but she's got a whole lot of lovers and two more here on the couch, that's for sure. So it was a great interview. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too. I'm actually looking forward to kind of watching it again, just to go through. As I said, I took a bunch of notes and stuff here from it. as well. So,
if you do want to, want to see that, obviously it's in the Social Media Summit along with all the other people, Jason Deitch, we've got Dr. Ed Osborne. There's lots
Chris Burfield.
Chris Burfield, lots in that program, and it'll be launching over a couple of days. Like all our summits, it's free to watch while it's live. So we'll get some links out in the next, within the next week.
Keep an eye out on the social media pipes. We'll be kind of sharing how to get, and it'll be full of tactics and strategies. So we'll give you nitty gritties. Lots of our speakers, talk about times to post, how often to post, where to post. Give some nice frameworks of how we need to look at it. When we think about social media, as practitioners, every day we're talking to our patients about health being a journey. It's a journey that we go through rather than an event, or a process rather than an event. The same with social media, and Lola really lived that and saying, this is what she does. It fits in it, it's a part of it. So you might be telling yourself, I'm too busy for social media. Then great, if you're too busy for social media, then you're too busy to have further reach. Yeah, that's what it tells me. You're too busy to grow your practice. But if you were to put some time into, I think about this metaphor of, I'm riding along on a bike and the tires are flat on my bike. So it means I can't ride fast. Mm-hmm. And I can't ride fast, it's hard work. And so what I'm telling you to do is, Tony, I need you to hop off your bike for a moment, pump up your tyres. It'll make riding your bike much, much easier. You'll ride much further, much faster. But you're telling me, I'm too busy.
It's so hard.
This is so hard riding the bike at the moment. I'm going, yeah, I know. So stop. I can't stop. I'm way behind.
Yeah, great
That's
analogy.
Why. Stop.
Sharpening the axe analogy as well, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep. So the Social Media Summit will start to allow you to dip your toes in it. It's designed for us as health practitioners. That's what we're talking about, coming from our point of view. Tony's just nailed it with the interview. So I've listened to a bunch of them already. He's ace. It's good. Keep an eye out for it. And that's over and out. If you haven't checked out Lola, then we'll have some links in around here as well.
Yummo Lola Berry and Insta.
Yummo Lola Berry.
Yummo Lola Berry.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Search for that.
Excellent. But check out adiomedia.com. Keep up with that. We'll put some emails out and stuff on socials about this summit. And we'll catch up next week.
Till next time. Yeah. Anything else?
No, I was just going to say, get over to iTunes and subscribe to the podcast. We'd love to have you subscribed and share the podcast with your friends.
Share that too. And then any comments, thoughts on it too, would really help us get the message out further, so we can help more of you guys live and enjoy really profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practice, which is really all about what the Marketing Your Practice podcast is about. So, till next time.
Later, mate.
Later. Bye.
You've been listening to the Marketing Your Practice podcast, where we help natural health practitioners and wellness experts build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. For more information, please visit www.adiomedia.com.